Hey there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 75 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within their schools. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three good to great shared leadership strategies. Shared leadership from a traditional authoritative leadership perspective can look like a hippie commune. Looking in from the outside, it would be difficult to pinpoint exactly what the leader is doing, who that leader is, and whether or not they really are leading. Staff members would be taking the lead in multiple areas and even instructing the leader with the best way to do things. And if you are from the authoritative philosophy of leadership, that is not going to work for you. To be a principal with a shared leadership philosophy, you have to, like Dr. Marcus Jackson, a principal and educational leader, says, put down the ego soup and take a bite of humble pie. As the principal of the school, you have to find the strengths of your staff and put them in the best position to be successful. You don't have to control everything. These three strategies will help answer that question, how do I become a great principal with a shared leadership philosophy? Now, the first thing you want to do is pretty typical. You want to build trust, but the way to do that is by asking for assistance. As the new principal, one of the first things that I did was ask for help. I was new to the building, didn't know exactly what the culture was or where everything was or how I needed to do any number of things. So I asked the longtime vets who were there how things should look and what needed to go or what could go and what needed to stay. I was looking at a way to create a schedule that accommodated the needs for the staff while still providing levels of support for students. And by asking for help on how to build that daily schedule, I was able to develop trust by clearly showing that I was taking their needs into consideration. Asking for help demonstrates vulnerability, and it makes it clear that you don't believe that you have all the answers. The next step is to create a community through inclusion. And you got to realize that rarely is the truth simple, and everyone's truth is different. So if you're a meeting and you're having a conversation, getting multiple perspectives from the people around that table and those multiple concerns that are raised, and know that they are giving their input from a place of kindness, or their intent is not malicious, is one way to really get into that collaborative mindset and that idea of inclusions. Meetings of this kind are often rare and unexpected and hard to come by, but in these types of meetings, the entire staff grows because everyone has an opportunity to contribute. The third idea is to be sincerely grateful. Not surprisingly, this idea of appreciation is a theme that runs through the shared leadership philosophy. And giving the gift of gratitude demonstrates the honor that you feel for having a staff member performing and leading well. A simple handwritten card is a great gift and can uplift a teacher's spirits, especially if they're consistently getting negative input from the outside. You want to be sure that you are simple and concrete in your thank you note, so it's not just an empty platitude, but it's something that you've actually seen and noticed and can refer back to. You can also plan to read that note in front of staff and or the students and make sure that that public acknowledgement demonstrates the respect that you have for the work that they're doing. And this is a great way, again, to build that community. As the principal of the building, you have to decide what your core beliefs are and how you want to lead. Depending on the situation, you often have to wear a multitude of hats. Building trust, creating community through inclusion, and being sincerely grateful will help create a shared leadership foundation from which you can build other leadership attributes. What are some other shared leadership strategies that you find effective? You can share your experience in the comment section on the blog that is also titled Three Good to Great Shared Leadership Strategies. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship that's available that honors the hard work that you're putting in on a daily basis. If you're a K-12 principal, go to theprincipalentrepreneur.com and go over to the grant application link and click on there, and you can see the what you need to do to have an opportunity to earn that grant. For more short articles and tips that support education leaders, again, check out the blog at theprincipalentrepreneur.com. You can also go to howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Both of those URLs go to the same spot. You can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. And if you're an auditory learner, you are obviously in the right spot, and you can download other podcast episodes at The Principal Entrepreneur either on iTunes or Podomatic. It would be great if you took a second and followed me or subscribed or left a comment. That'd be great. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, just send me an email at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join us on Facebook with our private Facebook group, again, at The Principal Entrepreneur. That is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.